Ontario opens talks on repowering old generation, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice.
IESO is asking generation owners what it will take to extend the lives of their units beyond their current contracts as Ontario seeks to meet a projected 75% load increase by 2050. IESO's expiring contracts will grow from 5,000 MW/year in 2029 to more than 20,000 MW/year in 2040.
The ISO said it plans to begin soliciting repowering facilities in the long-term two-window two procurement, scheduled for Q2 2026. It will be open to energy and capacity streams, with repowering projects seeking 20-year commitments likely competing against greenfield projects.
We're very cognizant as the ISO that we're going to need a majority of these existing facilities to come back and to sign on for an additional term, IESO's Ben Weir said during an engagement session October 20.
So we really want to work with everybody to make sure that the framework is tenable.
Dave Bereka, IESO's Supervisor of Resource Acquisition, said the ISO's goal is to secure the most cost-effective resources available and maximize the value of Ontario's existing generation fleet.
As we all know, we forecast continued electricity growth over that period. And so there is a need for that power to come from somewhere, and I think that facilities that already exist, steel in the ground is certainly as good a place as any. Current practice.
IESO has extended some expiring contracts by 5 years in the medium-term procurements, but it recognizes that some facilities will need longer contracts and big investments, including large-scale equipment replacements, to continue running.
These facilities and others like them will continue to aid, Bereka said. And so the question then becomes what to do other than, of course, decommissioning. And as these facilities get older, the five-year term may become less feasible to keep that facility running. Definitions.
IESO laid out an initial set of definitions for the program.
Repowering, full or partial replacement that results in a like-new facility and may increase output. Refurbishment, smaller-scale improvements that will extend lifespan for a shorter period and may result in increased output. Upgrades, replacing components such as turbines with more efficient equipment to increase plant output, and expansions, adding new generating units to an existing facility to increase output.
But IESO also asked generators to help it fine-tune its definitions.
There is likely a range of viable options for existing facilities nearing the end of their current commitments, it said in a presentation.
IESO is seeking to better understand these options in order to appropriately design repowering rules.
Contract term risk.
Bereka said IESO wants to balance certainty for owners with ratepayers' contract term risk, the risk of too many facilities winning repowering contracts and taking outages at the same time.
We're going to see the retirement, or at least temporary retirement, of the Pickering Generating Station for its own repowering. So we can't really afford to let everyone go off and repower at the same time, Bereka said. Gas repowering's a provincial policy matter. Weir said the ISO's repowering rules likely will include technology-specific conditions, including those that would apply to repowering of gas facilities. At the end of the day, whether we are going to allow repowered gas facilities will be a government policy call, he said. The Ministry of Energy and Mines Integrated Energy Plan calls for the rational expansion of the natural gas network, warning that a premature phase-out of natural gas-fired electricity generation is not feasible and would hurt electricity consumers and the economy. Next steps.
IESO requested that written feedback on the repowering concept be submitted to engagement at ESO.ca by November 21.
Among the issues on which it seeks input are required contract length, potential regulatory barriers, eligibility and contract design, and the likelihood of generation owners choosing to decommission rather than repower. The ISO promised a follow-up engagement in early 2026.